Hano hano Hawaii la Leiko lehua Kua hivi nani la O mauna kea Hano hano Hawaii la Leiko lehua Kua hivi nani la O mauna kea Kila kila o Maui la Leika Roselani Kua hivi nani la O hale akala Kila kila o Maui la Leika Roselani Kua hivi nani la O hale akala
Aloha, aloha kakou, and welcome to Nakai Evalu. Yeah, we paddled to the finish line of another week.
Yes, we sure did, Noi. And you know what? Sister is still out of town.
I know, that girl.
I tell you, she's such a world traveler.
She would send us a postcard, but she'd probably be back by the time the postcard would get
here. But she's doing some great work, I think, in Cairo, Egypt, and sharing what we do in the world of art here in Hawaii.
Meanwhile, we've been carrying on, haven't we? Remember last week we talked about the possibility of Hawaiian Ivy along the planned route of that big Honolulu Rail Mass Transit project. If you want to catch up on what we were talking about last week, find it on nakaievaluradio.com. And next week, you're thinking...
And next week, what we're hoping to do is to have individuals, a couple of people on the show to talk to us about their side of the project and why it is okay to move forward. Because we learned from our past last week that there is some question as to whether or not the project is ready to move forward because of the situation with the Burial Council. So as we do on Nakai Evalu, we want to offer both sides and let our listeners decide.
Great. And today we've got some great guests coming in. We're going to find out about a customer loyalty card that is really a discount card you might love to have, the Malama card from Kamehameha Schools. Also, we're inviting a budding artist, a sculptor, into the studio, and we'll find out what's going on with the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs convention that's underway on Maui. So stay with us. This is Nakai Evalu, and we've got a terrific Saturday planned for you. Again, the program is brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
When the morning comes, ooh,
Kai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Mahalo and big aloha to everyone in the 27th annual Waianae Veterans Day Parade. Boat Harbor to Waianae Mall starting at 9. You think traffic will be affected, Kaone?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Just maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Be prepared. All right. Here on Nakai Evalu today, so glad to have Brad Santiago with us. He's a senior asset manager at Kamehameha Schools. Hi, Brad.
Aloha.
And Elizabeth Ahana, Kamehameha Schools PR Specialist. Welcome.
Aloha, thank you.
So it's always great to have people from Kamehameha Schools on our show. You always have such exciting news to bring us. So today, Liz, what is the exciting news from Kamehameha Schools?
We would like to share our brand new Malama Card program, which is a customer loyalty program that we're offering to everyone. And it's a way for them to support Kamehameha School's mission in that a discount card, you can use this discount card at any one of participating merchants on Kamehameha School's lands, and you get a discount, they get business, and in that way they can, you know, pay their rent basically so that we can carry our mission on.
So everybody's working together as one ohana.
Exactly.
And Brad, was this a creation of yours, or how did this Malama card, because like, you know, I when I got the announcement of this card being, you know, kicked off here on the show, I was kind of amazed because you never would think that Kamehameha Schools would be in the market of having a discount card. But then again, not a lot of people know about the shopping centers that are on Kamehameha land. So is this how it all intertwines into?
Well, I wish I could say that it was my idea, but it was actually Elizabeth and her team's idea to
Great.
Put this together. So we're really appreciative of their thoughts and you know, insights on this program.
And so what role do you play in it as a senior asset manager?
All right. So as a senior asset manager, we're responsible for all the management of the KS's commercial lands. And so this program really is a way for Kamehameha Schools to support its merchants on its lands. You know, it gives them free advertising and hopefully drives customer traffic to their businesses. And then in turn, you know, they'll be able to hopefully increase sales and, you know, pay their lease rent, which is used to basically fund Kamehameha's educational programs.
So these are all of the shopping centers on Kamehameha Schools lands would qualify for this, which would be the Royal Hawaiian Center in Waikiki, Kahala Mall, Windward Shopping Center, Pearl Ridge, and what about on our neighboring islands?
Right now, we have Keoho Shopping Center.
So Keoho, great.
Neat. Nakai Evalu, where we're talking about the new customer loyalty card, the Malama card from Kamehameha Schools. Great. And we'll find out more about where, about what the benefits are of becoming a subscriber to this card. That's all coming up. And the program, Nakai Evalu, is brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you. Stretching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I just saw you then with just one stare, broke my heart in two. Now I'm not the same, I'm a bit insane, call it love for you. But I would be alright every day and night, you could stay with me. Every time you go, gonna let you know, causes me to be just a little bit crazy without you. What am I gonna do? Said I'm crazy without you. Things you put all alone waiting by the phone just to hear a call from you. Though it's not the same just to hear your name, what am I gonna do? But I would be alright every day and night, you could stay with me. Every time you go, gonna let you know, causes me to be just a little bit crazy, crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
Nākai e Valu, Hawaii's favorite statewide radio magazine. It's Arbor Day, yay for trees! And Hawaiian Electric, along with many other community participants, are having their annual tree giveaway. Started at 7 a.m. this morning at the Kahe Power Plant in Waianae, the Urban Garden Center in Pearl City, the Ko'ola Base Yard in Kailua, and Hiko On Ward here in Honolulu. Now, Waimea Valley and Wahiawa Botanical Garden will also be giving away trees there starting at 9 a.m. And they will go until they run out of trees. Flower trees, fruit trees, plus advice on how to keep them alive. Why not plant a tree for Arbor Day?
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na ke kahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na ke kahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles, Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lo Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Yvonne Alko, Vice President of Bank of Hawaii, with some important tips about long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance is financial protection in the event you need help caring for yourself due to an accident, illness, age, or cognitive impairment. Long-term care insurance protects your assets and the resources of your loved ones while providing peace of mind. It covers nursing homes, home health care, adult daycare, assisted living, and many other choices. So consider getting long-term care insurance today to protect yourself in the future.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the lee side, she sits upon her bay. Like the stars and sun that shine, the awiki, she helps me rest my mind. She is alone there, she has no words, just time. Like the sunset frees the mind, the awiki, make me feel so fine, so fine. I love the rolling hills behind. Spread your rays of sun that shine. Kiawaiki, she gives me love and peace of mind. Ocean pools at night draw me to
blue stars above, and the sweetness of your waters filled with love. Kiawaniki, she helps me rest my mind. Kiawaniki, you make me feel so fine. Kiawaniki, she helps me rest my mind.
The way we like it, Nakai Evalu, your Hawaiian connection every Saturday morning. Kaho'oni Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here with Elizabeth Liz Ahana. She's a specialist in the public relations department at Kamehameha Schools. And Brad Santiago is here, senior asset manager also at Kamehameha Schools.
So with this Malama card now, how does one go about getting this card? I mean, do you send in... fill out an application and send it in, or
this
how does it work?
This is the customer loyalty card.
Actually, the Malama card, you can find that at any participating merchant. And that's what we're, you know, part of the program is to drive folks into these merchants. And so we want them to go to the merchant to actually get the card.
Is it already available?
It is, actually. We kind of launched it in a very soft way in the last week or so. And we're getting calls from alumni classes. We actually presented it to them, and they're wanting some to share with their classmates. Friends and family are starting to hear about it here and there.
How much does it cost?
It is absolutely free.
Can anybody?
Anybody can get one. We have a website, malamacard.com. They can go to the website. There's a list of participating merchants. All they need to do is visit one of those merchants and request a card.
Brad, have you tried it yet? Or
I have not tried my card yet.
Have you, Liz?
I haven't. I've been busy trying to tell everyone else to do it.
Well, where are some places? Just give me some stores that we could go to.
Okay, absolutely. We have, as of today, we have Whole Foods Market at Kahala Mall.
Whole Foods Market.
You get a free hukilau bag with the purchase of $50 or more. We have Kalihi Pet Center out in Kalihi. I believe you get 10% off of purchases. We also have Carousel Candyland in
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Great with Halloween coming up.
Right. And then in Keoho, we have Los Habaneros Mexican.
Oh, the Mexican restaurant there. Oh, they
yeah.
have excellent. Yeah. No way, they have good Mexican food over there.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get my Malama card immediately.
Yeah, you try. Yes. Okay, so now you can get it off the website. You can get it from the participating merchants, and the thing to do is check the website probably and find out where those merchants are if you just want to walk in.
Exactly.
And we can get it to our classes too, our alumni classes?
If they request a bunch for you folks, absolutely. If you want to request on behalf of them, they're contacting me directly, and I'm just mailing them out as the requests come in. And we're awaiting more cards. We've ordered 5,000 more, so we're waiting for them to come, and as soon as that happens, we'll get them out.
Perfect.
So it's kind of a discount card, but you know, some people are just joining us, just tuning in right now. Could you just say once again what the Malama card does, what it is?
The Malama card is a customer loyalty program. It is a discount card that gets you exclusive promotions and specials from merchants on Kamehameha Schools lands. Right now we have 83 merchants that have signed up so far at all of our different properties, and the list is climbing. So we'd like people to definitely check in on a regular basis to www.malamacard.com. And you know, for merchants out there on Kamehameha lands, if you folks are interested as well, it's definitely an optional program. But and you have the freedom of coming into the program and leaving when you want to, but we welcome you as well.
We're so happy to help you get it going. Thanks for coming by, Liz and Brad. All right, this is Nakai Evalu talking about the new Malama card. And this program is brought to you with great ideas, of course, every weekend by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Outside to see if the waves a breaking head high or they're crumbling at the knee. I need to choose what boat I'll use, my tanker or my gun. But I'll grab my snorkel fins and spear if waves are none to one. I swing my hips from left to right. I cool-ee on me just right. It's the Minnehune Beach Bumboge, boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right. I cool-ee on me just right. It's the Minnehune Beach Bumboge. Oh, what a sight. Summer, no more waves, so let's picnic in the park. Swimming, fishing for a wama, jumping from the rock. Winter waves are mountains and the best go out to show that the spirit of true surfers know that
hey, Eddie would go.
I swing my hips from left to right. I groovy on me just right. It's the Minnehune Beach Bumboge, boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right. I groovy on me just right. It's the Minnehune Beach Bumboge. Oh, what a sight.
Minnehune Beach Bumboge. Minnehune Boogie Boogie.
Oh, what a sight.
Minnehune Beach Bumboge. Minnehune Boogie Boogie.
Surfing with the mew, no one can beat. Lau lau poke poe, lo mi salmon and some opie. I eat until my hope will full. I know that it's a fact that I'm coming down with all the symptoms of
Konak attack.
I swing my hips from left to right.
I groovy on me just right.
It's the Minnehune Beach Bumboge, boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right.
I groovy on me just right.
It's the Minnehune Beach Bumboge, boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right.
I groovy on me just right.
It's the Minnehune Beach Bumboge. Oh, what a sight.
Aloha, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Awe na lie o ke au I hala, e nana mai a mākou, nā pula pula o nei au e holo nei, e ala mai kākou, e nā kini, nā mamo ka aina aloha. Aloha wale ia aina, ko kākou kahua, awe ka ili ili e, ka hoopueu ia nei. E pai pai hou ia ka pōhaku, I paa maila ke kahua hale hou, no kākou e nā pua e ho'olulu ai. E ala e ka I, ka mahi, ka palena, I mua aloa a ka lei o ka lana kila.
Pua o Hawaii Kupa ama o te o ka aina Tiki mai ka elele o ka loko ino Pala pala anunu me ka pākaha Pane mai Hawaii mo kuo ke ave Kokua nā honoa o pi ilani Kāko o mai kaua I o mano Auku me ke oni o kā kui hela
Pulima,
Aole.
aole, aole, hiu.
Malu na oka pepa oka enemi. Pohui aina kuai heba,
kuai heba.
Ika pono sivila aoke kanaka. Aole mako wa imina mina.
Aole, 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 hiu.
Ika puta la oke au kuni. Walava mako ika pohaku.
Ika pohaku.
Ika ai kamaha oka aina. Mahope mako o lili ulani.
Mahope, mahope, mahope hiu.
Aloa ae ka pono o ka aina. Haina ia mai ana ka puana.
Haina ia mai.
O ka poe I aloha I ka aina.
Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e. Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e.
All right, very nice. Hey, go get them, Warriors. Homecoming game tonight against Utah State Aggies. What do you think, Kahone?
Hard to call, but I'm going to be out there rearing for our Warriors.
All right.
We got to bring it home.
That's how we feel here at Nakai Evalu, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa. And we're into the art segment now with Manu Kayama and a sculptor here, Richard Kupihea Romero.
Aloha, Richard Kupihea. Manu, always nice to have you back on our show, Manu.
Mahalo, aloha. Yeah. How's my gang?
Very good. You know, Manu Kayama is with the University of Hawaii, Kamakakua Kalani. And today we're very pleased, through Manu's efforts, really, she had, I didn't even know that Brother Kupihea was going for his master's program in sculpture and that he has a show coming up. So Kupihea,
yes,
tell
my
us
first,
all about this.
My first solo show. It just so happens it's actually for my thesis for the Masters of Fine Arts program at UH Manoa, focusing on sculpture. And it's for the entire month of November. And it's going to be the first 3D show that the Peggy Chan Gallery is going to feature. So we're all very excited. And Kimi-chan, who runs the gallery down there on Nu'uanu, is also very excited. So we're still working some of the details out. And at this point, it's a lot of the things are coming together nicely. So I'm almost to the point where I'm getting excited, you know. I haven't quite hit the panic button just yet because, you know, it's the installation date is right around the corner and there's still, I don't want to exaggerate, but you know, there's still some work to be done yet.
But I mean, can you imagine what a great opportunity our educational system has here in Hawaii to allow someone like Kupihea, whose interest and is in the field of art, and to be able to do sculpture work, to feature his work in a show like this, and at the same time earn a master's degree. I mean, that is so. It's, and of course, being an O'ivi Kanaka, of course, we are especially proud of his efforts to enter this great worldly field, really.
Kupihea, what kind of ideas were you working with on for these pieces in your show?
The ideas behind these pieces kind of started a while back when I was in my undergrad. And I did a lot of different projects that had to do with the human body. So I did a lot of figurative sculpture. I did a bust of my relative, late relative, David Malo, who's a famous Hawaiian historian of Hawaiian antiquities. And there's a bunch of canoe projects that I did also. And it wasn't until I started the master's program, got into grad school, that I put the two together, because there's so many different correlations between our physical kino and the kino va'a. And on its most basic level, the Hawaiian canoe body has the same terminology as far as its parts as our body does. So it has a head, nose, ears, hips, shoulders. So finding those different correlations between the two was really, really easy. And it actually, the whole mana'o behind it, you know, just really fell into place almost too easy. You know, it was almost like, you know, it was just meant to be, you know.
Well,
one of those things.
Takes an artist to make the connections. Well, we're talking with Richard Kupihea Romero, just about to launch his Master of Fine Arts show coming up at Peggy Chun Gallery. It's already open, and it's going to run until the 28th. We'll be back and talk with him some more on Nakai'e Valu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai'e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
O kahali a
Nakai Evalu, sending mahalo and telling you go get them to all the veterans on Kauai. Today is the big Veterans Day Parade with 60 marching units, floats, bands from Kapa'a Small Boat Harbor to Kapa'a Beach Park. The parade's going to start at 10, and there are all kinds of free fun activities there at the beach park. To all of Hawaii's veterans and military, mahalo for your sacrifices and for your spirit.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai. Gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
nani vale no ka aino halama ome ho okipa akamali aina ulu vehi ika no we ahi aki olove mai e kamakani o oru
Nakai Evalu, Hawaiian music and mana'o for your Saturday morning. Thank you so much for kind of coming along for the ride today. We've been talking with Manuka Iyama and Richard Kupihea Romero, a budding artist, a sculptor in the community. You know, it's amazing how many art majors. It's one of the biggest majors at UH. And some people wonder, what happens to all the art majors? But, you know, they go into all kinds of professions. Like radio for me. I have a master's in painting.
Oh,
that's
no
why
kidding.
I know all of your professors up there. Mo Sato, Fred Roster,
oh,
Rick
cool.
Mills, fantastic
yeah,
class
they're
artists.
Awesome guys, man. They've been totally supportive of everything that I've done. In fact, Mo and Fred, who are, I guess, the two tenured professors in the sculpture department, has been on my BFA committee, which is Bachelor of Fine Arts. And Fred and Mo have been my biggest supporters in the art department for since as long as I've been there.
It's kind of a internal learning process, isn't it? Even though you're making things out here physically.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I really enjoy is the whole, the schooling has more to do with the technical aspects as far as the sculpture department. So most of the classes that I've taken was from Mo and Fred, and they pretty much give you the technical side, and they say, okay, like, casting bronze, for example, that this is how you do it from A to Z. This is the process that you must go through. And they'll give you this and say, okay, now show me what you're going to do with this, as opposed to, you know, we want you to sculpt this or cast this or put A and B together. No, it's totally up to you. So the creative freedom that is given to the students in that department, for me, really allowed me to expand and grow and, you know, be really creative and to really and weave into all of the things that I do in the sculpture department with my Hawaiian cultural heritage and all of those things that I've been involved with outside of the university.
I think that's the beautiful part about the program, is that it allows you to again use your talents in whatever way
yeah.
it is. And I know that you, on the outside, you've been involved with many Hawaiian activities and attended many Hawaiian events. And so what better way than to capture all of these thoughts and to put it into the work that you do, in the sculptures that you do. How did you, so the I think, appropriateness of your name, Kinova'a, as you have named this show, I think is very great for what you represent.
Between human body yeah. and canoe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then on the next level, you know, those things, those relationships that I've been putting together has to do with we as physical beings and the canoe are both vessels and containers of information. So that adds a whole nother layer to it also. And the title, you know, literally means canoe body.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the show, Kupihea. Thank you so much for telling us about it. It is at Peggy Chun Gallery on Nu'uanu Avenue. It's Mauka of Pauahi Street, right there on Nu'uanu Avenue. You'll have no problem finding it. The show will be up until the 28th, and we all got to make it down. thank you so much for letting us know about this and bringing him in, Manu.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Yeah, my pleasure. This is Nakai Evalu, your companion every Saturday morning and brought to you by Moby PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. The only girl I've ever loved has gone away, looking for a brand new start. Little did she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me that it's just not fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care. I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again.
That's for you, Koloa, and we've got a song for Hilo coming up next. This is Nakai Evalu, Kaho'one Panoke, and Noe Tanigawa here. And our guest right now, Leimomi Khan, president of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs.
Aloha, Leimomi.
Aloha.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, aloha. Good morning, Wayne.
Such a busy morning. Thank you for stopping by before returning to the convention.
It's been an exciting week, and today, of course, is the day that we'll hear most of the substantive issues discussed on the floor, so it should be even more exciting today.
So tell us a little bit, what is the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs, and why do you folks meet every once a year?
You know, I like to think, Kaho'one, that we are the people's voice, meaning that all of our members come from the community. And it's an opportunity from a grassroots place to be able to come together and to kuka on various issues of concern to the Native Hawaiian community, be it in education, be it in health, economic development, care for the land. You know, our theme this week is Aloha Aina, and we've had some beautiful, wonderful speakers, such as Neil Hannes and Kaulana Park and Eric Enos, and the list just goes on. We've had over 48 speakers this week, and with some very healthy discussions. So, for example, you know, very controversial is the blood quantum issue of how we are identified as Hawaiians. Some choose to identify that you're Hawaiian if you have 50% blood or more. And then others say Aole. We don't identify ourselves that way. We identify ourselves based on our genealogy. So lots of discussions like that going on.
You know, Leibomi presents it very well about the fact that the association provides, I think, the venue for community people to come out and share their mana'o. And I have been very proud to see a Civic Club member of over 30 years now. Mm. And, you know, every convention has been an exciting convention because the work that goes on there, it's not just a whole, you know, week of drinking and partying and everything. In fact, I think we do more work there than we do socializing. And sometimes our members have, you know, said to the president, can we have more time to play? And, of course, the presidents, you know, hold ground to the work that we need to do in that one frame of time once a year.
Fascinating. We're talking with Leimomi Khan today, president of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs, about their annual convention now underway. And we'll take a closer look coming up on Nakai'e Walu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano ka leipi ka ke, ke ho olale manei, he ini nui ko unaue ho ko mai, i laila ko umana o, e pili aku me oe, i ka poli pu me hanga. Hano hano ka leipi kake ke ho olale mai nei ke ini nui ko una ue ho ko mai i laila ko umana o e pili aku me oe i ka poli ku me hana. Moani mai ko ala apuia o loko upua e puli ae honi mauaku i ka hanu anu hea honi ua wike o nauna i ho ohihi ai ka mana o moani mai ko ala apuia o mai kuli a ka ini o loko e ini nui ko una ue ho o ko mai i laila ko umana o e pili aku me oe i ka poli pu me hana.
Kai'e Walu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hardship
endure. That's for sure. I have my regrets, but much more than that, this special love we must secure. More and more. There's no better feeling than when I rise up to see the morning sun and watch the sun rise in your eyes. You're like the summer breeze when I'm going through my winter times. So baby, take this love of mine. 'Cause anything you want, girl, I will give it to you. Anything you need, girl, my heart will be so true. Anything you want,
Nakai Evalu. If you're in the Aiea area today, big craft fair happening at Aiea High School. Pick up a huli chicken for lunch and check out. They got more than 80 booths, including a white elephant. It's all underway 9 until 2 o'clock to benefit the Aiea Na'ali'i football team. All right, and over on Hawaii Island, we're thinking about you too at the 33rd Annual Big Island Fall Arts Festival. It opened last night in Hilo. All media from all over the island at the East Hawaii Cultural Center. Go check it out. And we got a song coming up next for everyone at Hilo's Farmers Market this morning.
He mo'olelo ko na ka na ka apau. Na ke kahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na ke kahi e ho ulu mai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike ike kula na ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Yvonne Alko, Vice President of Bank of Hawaii, with some important tips about long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance is financial protection in the event you need help caring for yourself due to an accident, illness, age, or cognitive impairment. Long-term care insurance protects your assets and the resources of your loved ones while providing peace of mind. It covers nursing homes, home health care, adult daycare, assisted living, and many other choices. So consider getting long-term care insurance today to protect yourself in the future.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars.
Aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Nice suggestion, Waianae. Hey, how's the parade coming? Waianae veterans and military, a heartfelt mahalo from all of us here at Nakai Evalu. This is Nakai Evalu, Kaho'one Panoke and Noe Tanigawa with Le Momi Khan this morning. She's president of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs, which is having their annual convention right now.
So tell us, Le Momi, what other kind of activities are going on? I understand one of the most exciting things that's new or recently added was during your tenure as president was involving the youth, which I know last year at convention, all of us who were there on Kauai, I think we were on Kauai, just enjoyed having that youth there.
Yes. And I have to compliment the Queenie Piolani Hawaiian Civic Club and their president, Alohi Lani Okamura, because, you know, she teaches up at the Farrington High School, Hawaiian Academy. And last year we sat down and talked about our vision for more involvement of youth in our convention. And so we got together, and last year we had 10 young people come. And I'm just so proud to say that at the end of convention, or this year, they are coming back, but this time as members of civic clubs. And not only that, they did research in their schools, and through their club, because they're members now of Queenie Piolani, they have introduced 3 resolutions, all dealing with the care for aloha aina. So what we have here is evidence that our young people who are bringing along to be the generation after us, or actually they are the generation right now, you know, helping to address the needs of Native Hawaiians and actually of the community at large, because their resolutions don't just affect Native Hawaiians, it affects everybody. I mean, a simple one, like, you know, we have bottle, we get 5 cents, what do you call it, recycling the bottle, right? And then now it's like their RISO talks about recycling paper. So why not recycle paper and then maybe by the pound or whatever you pay 5 cents, right?
Oh, neat. So all that white like that. Paper that's all over the place.
And another one was encouraging the civic clubs to adopt a stream. I see community organizations doing that. They adopt a stream, right? So these young people are calling us, the clubs now, to consider adopting a stream and taking care of a stream.
Who are these people?
Yeah, and this year, Queen Lili'u Okalani Children's Center, they're going to send 4 of their opio, and Kamehameha Schools is going to send 5 from Maui. They're all from Maui. So we will have about 19 or 20 of the young people. And it's not for them to just come and observe, because there's interaction. And the nice thing about it is that we are also very enthusiastic as the elders. They inspire and motivate us just as, you know, we hopefully are motivating them.
We're finding out about some of the things bubbling up at the current conference of the ongoing convention of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs. It is a pleasure to have Le Momi Khan with us this morning on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
We were friends who rode the waves. The time we spent in our younger days was all in fun. Oh, the good times that we had. We were young and it was fine to feel your spirit as it climbs. Then separate ways, you were my friend, you never turned away. Who can say what life will do? Life is kind to just a few. Time we will grow
free as the wind and the waves. Live your life the way you choose. Find the ones who laugh with you, like the sea will find its way to shore. As the sun sinks from the sky, live your life and you will find there are no regrets, only good times, only good times.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
A fresh breeze from Haena to Na'alehu. Kahone, it's that time again here.
Oh, that special time for our Olelo No'eau.
Exactly.
Which are the proverbs or sayings that are handed down to us by our kupuna. And brought to you on this show by Mobi PCS. And, you know, today, because of the Civic Club Convention going on right now at the Maui Prince Hotel on the island of Maui, the theme is Aloha Aina. Think about that. Aloha Aina. Simply translated, love for the land. But the translation may be simple. But what is the important message with this Olelo No'eau is the kuleana, the responsibility that each of us need to understand and take in taking care and loving the land that is so precious to all of us, not only Native Hawaiians, but everyone who chooses to live here in Hawaii. And the Olelo No'eau is brought to you today by Mobi PCS, and we want to thank them for allowing this. Leimomi,
yes.
Tell us, What is your thoughts on Aloha Aina?
Well, actually, I would like to share the thoughts of the president of the Maui Council, because they are hosting the convention this year, and it was the Maui Council Clubs.
And that's Louis Hokuana?
Louis Hokuana, yes, that offered the theme to the Association of Aloha Aina. And so we all know Aloha Aina is the relationship that the Hawaiian has with land. We understand the intricacies of the land, its temperament, its faults, and its bounties. And we know that we are part of this universe and not separate from it. And in our tradition, the land is our ancestor, right?
Right.
And we afford our ancestor our utmost respect. And those of us who have traveled, whether it's in Hawaii or elsewhere, we know that Papahanao Moku, or Earth Mother, is in trouble. We're seeing the bounty of our Aina decimated every day because we have a culture that pays more attention to, how can I say this, the money aspects of land versus caring for the land. And if we don't do something about it, then our land will not survive.
So hopefully there'll be a lot of commitment coming out of the convention from civic clubs on Aloha Aina.
Yes, and then Aloha Aina is not just about love for the land, but it's all about caring for our people too. So remember Kaho'olawe and rallying around the idea of Aloha Aina helped end the bombing on Kaho'olawe, and those five people, I can't remember their names right now, but who helped to stop the bombing and who have been working very hard on reviving Kaho'olawe.
It's got to be a community effort. Leimomi Khan with the president of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs on Nakai Evalu.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
In the night, an island rain brought to mind an old familiar scene. Long forgotten now. Quickly time just passes by, only all too soon the years can fly. Here to find I've grown, and now that I'm on my own, all the simple things, like the sound of falling rain beneath Wailua sky. Lately now my thoughts have been turning to a place where I was born, with memories so warm. It's been a while that I've been gone. Many things have changed, how well I know that nothing stays the same. Though I know I must go on to where my life. I will think of days when I just would laugh and play beneath Wailua sky. What will be my goal? A quiet night, an island rain takes me to a child again beneath Wailua sky.
Oh, this Saturday morning's gone so fast, Kahone.
God, it has. I can't believe we're here at the end of the show already.
It's been great to have Brad Santiago here, Liz Ahana, Manukayama, Richard Kupihea Romero, his show's on at Peggy Chun Gallery, and of course, Le Momi Khan, president of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs, in the midst of your convention. Well, Le Momi, what are the key thoughts that you think the clubs will be focusing on in the year ahead then?
I think in this coming legislature, if we look at it from that standpoint, in this coming legislature, probably two. One has to do with a proposal to have an official languages act, similar to what Canada and England has. So what that means is that it would be proposed to have an act that would call for a Hawaiian-speaking person in every public department that delivers services to the community. That's a little bit controversial right now, but a lot of discussions will take place at convention on that. And then, of course, the whole Akaka bill and the suit that the U.S. Supreme Court returned to the Hawaii Supreme Court here to be revisited. So I think those are the kinds of issues that will keep us busy. And, of course, always settling the past due claims on the ceded lands.
Thank you so much. We'll check in with you as the year progresses. Mahalo for your company today, everyone. And Vicky Holt-Takamine should be back maybe next week, we're thinking. Mahalo also, of course, to our producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. And it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's Light 94.7, Kumu on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and with particular aloha, KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.